Hey, Ms. Carter.
Hello?
Ms. Carter? Hey, Ms. Carter?
Yes?
Hey, how are you? This is Zach.
I'm hanging in there, sir.
That's good. I'm glad you're hanging in there. Well, we talked about your house on Estate Drive in Ruther Glen. Are you still selling it?
If I can make some things happen, I will.
Oh, yeah? What kind of things are you trying to make happen?
Find another place.
Well, I guess that's a good thing that we're talking right now. We offer moving assistance. Where are you looking to move?
Well, I'm going to stay in the county. It's just that I need to find a place that's compatible with the school district my grandkids go to.
And what school district is that?
They're in the Caroline district.
Caroline County?
In the Ladysmith area.
Okay. What's making you want to move? You know, I saw that, you know, you hadn't been in the house too long.
Long enough.
Long enough. I hear you.
Yeah, long enough. Been there what?
And who is Sandy Carter, if you don't mind me asking?
That's my husband.
That's your husband? Okay. And he wants to move as well?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean, we definitely want to buy the house. We know where it's at. You know, we've done some work over there off Red Ground Drive, if you know where that is.
Yeah, what did you do over there?
Just, you know, bought some houses, you know, flipped them, that type of thing, rented them out.
Oh, shoot, I probably owe too much on mine for you to do a flip on it.
You owe too much on it? Well, how much do you owe?
About $384,000.
$384,000?
Yeah.
You bought it for $200,000 in 2014. How do you owe that much on it?
I've been refinancing, pulling out cash.
Refinancing.
Sending kids to college.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've benefited in one way or the other, but, I mean, what you owe on it is about what it's worth. And, you know, if you sold it, I think you probably know this.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm not going to be with nothing, but I'm hoping that I will get enough back for at least
how much are you trying to
at least help me with my first month's rent security deposit in the next place.
So you want to make at least first month's rent and security deposit?
$3,000-$5,000, something
like that. You know what your interest rate is on your current mortgage?
6.875, I think.
6.875. You owe 380, you said?
384.
Well, how much do you owe?
$384,000.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. How much is your mortgage payment per month?
$26.25.
Okay. I mean, so your goal is to get out of this house. I mean, are you looking for maybe an apartment?
No. I want to be able to buy again. We can use our VA loan.
You can use your VA loan, okay. You didn't use your VA loan on this one, right?
Yeah, I used it on this one.
Okay. And can you confirm the bedrooms and bathrooms? Just
two bedrooms. Well, actually, four bedrooms. Family.
Four
area.
Bedrooms, two baths.
Yeah. Den area, living room, dining, some combo, kitchen, large stone patio, outdoor fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the hard part is the rental rate is not that high in the area. you know, you're upside down on this thing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. You know, and I want to be able to help you, but, I mean, even if we could do anything, I mean, let's just say we could allow you to walk away with $5,000 when this thing's all said and done. I mean, is that even something that you'd want to move forward with or even consider?
I consider it because I really want to get out.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. You really want to go. I mean, what, other than the school district, what is the, you know, what's the main reason why you want to get out?
I'm just sick of the development. I'm just tired of it. I mean, dues go up every year, and they don't do anything for us. I mean, my dues, when I came there, I was paying $800 a year. Then the next year went up to $900-some, then $1,100-some, then last year $13-some. And don't you know they just went up from $13-something to damn $16-something? It's crazy. And I have a skin condition I just found out through my doctors a couple months ago. And it appears that the chlorine in my water aggravates it, because I had the water tested. I'm on a water sewer thing. Don't have my own well. And I had,
sure,
the water, I had the water tested, and it said it had 5 times the amount of chlorine than a swimming pool. And I'm sure that's what aggravates my skin condition.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, Ms. Carter, let me look at this a little bit longer, and let me see if I can kind of create something that works for you. Do you mind if I give you a call back in about 20 minutes?
Yes. If I don't answer, it's because I'm at work and I'm driving a vehicle.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye.